Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We turn to Justin Finch with a look at the president's reaction to what's happened, the Supreme Court wrapping up their term. And Justin, we heard yesterday from the president that he's talking filibuster now when it comes to the decision on Roe v. Wade.
Yeah, this appears to be a good morning. Really something he is looking to do as president, to try to do something to codify Roe versus Wade. Here's the thing, though. This is something that has a very narrow chance of happening. In fact, Senator Dick Durbin said he understands the sentiment as to where the president is on this issue, trying to preserve abortion rights in the U.S. But simply, it comes down to numbers, and they don't have enough support in the Senate, even with a slim majority for Senate Democrats, to ever break through that filibuster. You have Manchin and Sinema, two Democrat senators who have said they don't agree with abolishing the filibuster for the sake of protecting abortion rights.
Also, he weighed in on the decision that came out yesterday, that environmental decision with the EPA. Wasn't happy with that one either.
This is also something that I think once you get into the nit and grit of it, it becomes a bit more of a interesting and impactful decision. The Supreme Court here, siding with West Virginia in this case, West Virginia versus the EPA. And what it says pretty broadly is the court says that the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, does not have the broad power to enforce carbon emission regulation limits. And this is something that has been a critical part of the president's climate change action plan. He wants to make sure by 2030 we see sizable changes in the amount of greenhouse gases the U.S. emits. Well, this case was brought by the West Virginia Attorney General, who felt that those restrictions have a very detrimental impact to the coal industry, very big in West Virginia. The court saying essentially that kind of power to set regulations should lie within Congress or an agency within Congress and not the EPA.
Justin, thank you. Justin Finch joining us live this morning from Washington.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.